Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Chav Beis. We're starting from the new Perek of Akara LaMafreya. Says the Mishnah, Akara LaMafreya Megillah Mafreya LaYatzah. First, you read the Megillah LaMafreya, which means out of order. Halakas Yinat Yotze, which means you read from the different psukim, not in the right order. The Mishnah is explaining exactly what it means. They describe what this means, LaMafreya. But it means you read it psukim or parakim, not in the correct order, the lokas lo yotze, yinat yotze. That is the lok of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, continue, kar al peh. First you read it bal peh without reading it inside, you read it bal peh. Kortam lashon, you read it in any other language, in Targum, b'cholashon. If you read it in Targum or any other language, that not in the Lashon HaKodesh that it's written in. So the halakha is layotze. You still layotze on that either. And again, idea if you read it by heart or any of these other shonos, we'll see because it says in the Megillah that it has to be read now, so it has to be read a certain way that the Torah gives you the Lashon. Again, the Gemara doesn't explain what it means that why aren't you yotze if you read it that way. Current targum shaksuva targum shaksuva lashanakar enu maven. The luck is you're not yotze on any of these things because in the skarim and nasim it says the idea masiyas hayom and can't be done the right way, has to be done in the right days. So too has to be also read in the right way as well and not changing any order. Avol koyrin also lulos balaz. A person read the Megillah in a different language because people didn't understand it. Lashon HaKodesh, they read it in a language that people understand. A language that people don't understand, the Lashon that people understand, halakha is, or you were spoken in a different language, he read it, listen, Lashon Ashurus in Assyrian Lashon, halakha is, Yotz in such a case, Yotz, even if your person himself did not understand Lashon HaKodesh, and he read it in such a way, Yotze, again, Yotze b'di'evet. Nigmar will explain why in this case would be Yotze b'di'evet. Why it should be different than before. You read it but Targum, a different Lashon lo Yotze, but this, in the case over here we say Yotze, was between the first case of the Mishnah and the second case of the Mishnah. So that, the Gemara is going to explain how to read the Mishnah a little bit differently. As we get to the Gemara, we'll see. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara like this. Gemara gives a halakha. Where's the source of this halakha? The first halakha is in the Mishnah. Megillah lo yotze, Mafreya lo yotze, al peh lo yotze, Targum mekaloshon lo yotze. Where do we get it from? So the other ksiv says kiksavim. You have to read it according to the way it was written. So if it's not written, the way it's written, a certain order. And you have to read it. You can't. It says Lashon twice in the Lashon of the Megillah. It says kiksavim. The Torah learns up and has to be written in the proper order. That's the way you have to read it. Where it says, the Kari Alpelo Yatza. If you read it Alpelo Yatza, said the Ksum, because I've written, you have to read according to their writing. You have to read from the text, not from Alpe. Targum Yatza is also Ksavim. The Lashon Yatza, the Ksiv Ksavim of Lashonim. It's a Lashon according to their language. Has to be both according to written in the language in Hebrew, and the other language itself is not going to be good. Again, because you see, that's the Lashon Kabbalah. There's a little bit of a different pshat. Kabbalah is a Gloshonim, but Lashon Shemavin Yoda. You read it, it says a Lashon of Lashon HaKodesh, or the Gloshonim, the language that you understand. So if you don't understand it, then you're not Yotze, you won't be able to read it. So you won't be able to read it, you won't be able to do it. Now, the Kabbalah Moshe says in the Mishnah, but Lashon Ka'api says, they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. That's it for the language that you read it. That's the proper presuming Nisa, and that way you'll be able to read it. But these are halakas, why they tell us the Kesavim, the extra Lashon Kesavim, they tell you it has to be written, and all these halakas don't apply. It says, the Mishnah, the halakas, Vedal Lo Yatzi, it says, well, Luna halakas, the Mishnah, Barakas. The person who read Shema, not in the proper order, what's the halakha? So the Mishnah also not Yatzi. It says in the Pasuk, which means they should be, Kader Yosin Yud, the way it was written, that's the way it should be written. Lashon Hayu, that even the same thing with Kriya Shema has to be written, but Derech Av Yosin, the way the Torah gave, Kriya Shema Lo Yotze. It says in the Mishnah Brachos, you're not Yotze, because it also has to be written in the way, and set over in the way that's written. Gemara says, "Tell me about the Av Hal Kriya Shema Megillah." Same thing, Halil who creates a Megillah. Halacha also has to be written in the proper order. I mean, we'll go to Megillah, it's Miksavim. I understand what Mishra already said. It has to be Miksavim. If not, that's what Megillah. But why Hallel? Why Hallel? Why if you read Hallel, not in the proper sequence, it's no good? What's the reason why not? So the Gemara says in the Hallel itself, Shaitan the Pasik, in Tehillim is Hashem, Hashem of all, Hallel Shem Hashem. But Hashem Hashem is Hashem of all, it should be in the same, the beginning of the morning till the end. It has to be just like the day rises, the sun rises, sun sets. That's the order of the day. So too over here as well, you read it the proper way. So the same thing, the same halacha. Says the Kohen Eder, say the Shkiyas Rias Hakama. You can't change it around. You don't have sunset before sunrise. So too over here, that's the same halacha we learned in the pasuk. It has to be the same way. It has to be the sage of Hallel. That's the source where Hallel also has to be read in the proper order. Machman, how you learn from there? Hallel has to be from this pasuk. What do you get from this pasuk? It'd be Hallel. Maybe it read it to mean something else. How do you know what it means? How do you know that it means this halacha? Then maybe read the pasuk pshuto. What do you have to read the drush in this pasuk for? So Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Melon said, Hallel said in the Seder, say Yisro Mizraim l'shavan lo'as Hashem l'olanu l'daros halolu first each generation after each malam osam Mashiach Yisro kagos makamos beach liosam mekol kamelka ayil atvedech l'osad lavo. So you see that all these things in the Hallel are all described in a certain orders of where the Torah Hakadosh Baruch created the world. So just like over there, that's in the same order, so too over here Hallel has been in the same order as well. That you can't change the order. These psukim talk about each of the explanations of these psukim referring to different tkufos of Klai Yisrael Yasad Lava, which is follows in a Seder. And therefore, just like the Gula will come in this order, so too, the same halacha has to be that you're following the Seder as well, that it should be the proper order to read Hallel. This is the source of what we see in the psukim, where it means the same halacha with dashing out of the pasuk. You see the difference, just like Hallel, the topics are in order, so too Hallel itself has to be written, has to be said over in the right order. And it's the source of a Hallel, Lola Mafreya, you read Hallel, not a proper order. The source of the halacha is as well that you're not going to be yotze. So the Gemara in the Mishnah says, a person reads a Megillah in a foreign language, for those who don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, halacha is a yotze. That's only where the Megillah itself is written in the foreign language. Not that you read it, it's written in the language, you read it in the foreign language, you're translating it. Rather, the Megillah itself is written in the foreign language. It says the Kohen Eder, that's what the Mishnah means. That's what the Mishnah means. Which means that we say, Balaz, it itself should be written Balaz. But written in a different Laz, if the Megillah Esther is not written Balaz, it's not going to be good. Fake the Gemara. Another way to learn the Mishnah. Another way to learn the Lashon of Mishnah. Mishnah says, Tanu Gamar learn the case of Mishnah. What are we talking about? Mishnah Yiksuva Shur Litu Melaz. If Megillah was written in Belashuris, in Lashon HaKodesh, Bashuris, and then you translate it into foreign language, Chalabach Lashon, we learn Mishnah in any language you read, it's going to be good. So in any language, you're not Yotzei Shadu because you didn't read the Lashon HaKodesh. So Mishnah already said in the Rashi, it's not going to be good. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah telling you? Ashuris means if it's written, Megillah was written in a foreign language, and you read it and you translated it into Ashuris. You translate it into a foreign language. That's Mishnah says. My best friend, Megillah Esther, El Shasfar, Megillah Esther, that's what halacha is. The Megillah Esther or Sfarim can be written in any language. Megillah Esther can only be written in Hebrew or Lashon Ashuris. In Ashuris, and you can go translate whatever you want to. So you see the same thing over here. It's written by Ashuris, and you translate it from Ashuris. That's the halacha way Yotze. So at the Gemara that we see it written in halacha in a language, the Mishnah was referring to. Amar Shulah Sute, what's the Mishnah referring to? Tifta Yiksuva Beginotin. Mishnah is referring to a case the Megillah was written in Gigontin, a Lashon Greek, a Lashon Yavanis. It's a certain Lashon Yavana says the Kohen Eda, Tiftar. What does it mean, Lashon Gosh? It means written in Belashon, in a Greek language. It's written Belashon Yavani. And the says the Kohen Moshe as well. We're talking about a case of where it's written, but Lashon, the same idea, but Lashon Yavan, it's a Lashon written in the Greek language. So the same halakha. You read it, it's written in a Greek language, and you translate it in a language that people understand. So then that would be considered okay. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to write it in Greek. You're allowed to write it. You translate the Greek as we're seeing tomorrow in a minute. Mara says, we learned in a braisa, person went ahead and of course, the braisa learned the reads of Megillah and left out a whole pasuk, but the translator translated it to Aramaic. I'll look at your Yotze. Because as long as you have it in a different language, so therefore you can do it. Metargim, translate it in a language you understand. It would be fine. Even if it was written, even if he skipped the actual reader, skipped the whole pasuk, it'd still be considered good. Now you just said that if the Torah game translated in Aramaic, he is Yotze. It's a steer in the Mishnah and the Braisa. I said, no, what Shmuel is referring to, Shmuel Kedaita. Shmuel is referring to Halacha according to Shita. If Mishnah was written properly, Halukas are properly. Hello, Yotze Babalaz. The person speaks a different language. His Yotze, if he heard it and retranslated a different language, as long as it's written properly, it's going to be good. So, according to Shmuel, the Mishnah cases, when you read the Megillah in a different language, to be Yotze, the ones who don't understand. But the Megillah itself was written properly in a proper Hebrew text. Then the halacha is, it's going to be considered good. That's what the case of the Mishnah is. That's Miyashiv, the steerer of the Mishnah, the Braisa. That's what Miyashiv says the covenant to explain. We're talking about, we read it, but Yotze Balaz, Shmuel says, the case of the Mishnah would be, you're not reading about Peh, you're not translating it, the Mishnah itself is written properly by Lashon Hashuras, the Targum is Megillah is written by Lashon Hashuras, you translate it for those who want to understand. In a language they understand, that's fine. That the Mishnah says, even Shmuel agrees that that's considered good. It's not a steer to the Mishnah. That would be, the halakha would be good. Whereas I told my halakha translated all of the Gemara, I said, another halakha. Ravu says, Shema Ulasa, Yodei Ashuras or Yodei Alas, Yotze Ashuras. A person who knows both the language of Ashuras, he knows Hebrew, and he knows a foreign language, then the halakha is, he can only read it, only with Targum, only way he's use it if he reads in Lashon Ashuras. That's the halakha. That, if he understands that, then you have to read it in such a language. You're not Yotze any other language. You have to read it for Lashon Hashuras. But if you only understand the last, then you can Yotze in a lot last. That's the Lashon of the Braisa. It was telling the halacha. So when you have both languages, then only Hashuras you could be Yotze with. You can't do any other Yotze. That's the Lashon Maron Saita. But if you read it, you only understand a different language, then you're Yotze, okay, and then you Yotze, because that's the language people understand. In such a case, you'd be Yotze. Then you'd be Yotze. So at the Gemara, Esanis, you're different as a Shaila. What about you know both? You know Ashuras and Laz. You got to read it in another language. You know English and you know Ashuras. Can you read it in English? Can you read that? The halakha is one, because you know both, but you got to read it in another language. Can you do that? Is that good? My answer is, let the Mishnah be like the halakha, be like we said in the Mishnah, that we quoted in the Mishnah earlier. The Mishnah also, Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Whoever's not chayiv in the matter, a kut or anybody else, any motzi yakosim, you can't be yotze to the people, to be yotze the chiyuv. So Mela, just like a kut and can't be yotze, someone who has a chiyuv can't be yotze because he's not mechuyev, like an adult, like a gadol. So too, you can't go ahead, but someone who's reading the Megillah in a foreign language, you can't be yotze someone else who doesn't understand the language. Now, you yourself, we understand language. You yourself understand. Just like a katan can't be yotze, a gadol, because he's not mekuyev, and you have yotze the chiyuv of a gadol. So too, someone who understands ashuras and laz, he can't be read it, but laz for someone else who only understands laz, only says another language, because he himself is not yotze. He has to read by lashon ashuras. So mele, in such a case as well, he would not be yotze someone who read it. Who understands Lashon Halas, but he himself would not be Yotze someone who does not, who can understand Ashuras, has to read it, Lashon Ashuras.